Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
We've been joined, as always, by Claudia. But this time we have a special guest, as I mentioned before, a special guest appearance from Miguel Angel. Good morning to you, team.
Good morning. It's good to be back.
Yeah, it's good to have you with. Let me just push this microphone a little further. There we go. Good morning to you, Miguel Angel. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for inviting me as well.
Pleasure, as always. Good. It's been a while since we had you in the studio.
A few years.
Really?
And I know why. It's because I do not have a good face for the radio.
Yeah, I have. Well, this is why. No, I've got the best face for the radio. And Claudia is here as well. Claudia, good to see you again.
Good to see you again.
Yeah.
Well, nearly summer.
Nearly summer. Yes, you must be getting ready for your beach trips and stuff. Come up.
Yes. Can't wait.
I have a friend who's over at the moment, the same friend we were talking about earlier on, and he's going to Tarifa. He's been coming down here since the 80s, and he's never been to Tarifa.
But Tarifa is a secret. You can't tell it to everybody.
Well, he said, well, no, there's another place a bit further to the east with the cows, which is an even bigger secret, if you know that one. Begins with a B. But, yeah, so he's ever so excited, because he's going for the first time. But so are you heading that way yourself this weekend?
No, we can't. Not right now. Okay. But afterwards, yes.
Right then. So, we got you in, Miguel Angel, and not just to be the most beautiful man on radio, but also to talk. what are we talking about? We're talking about UK companies, and can we use them? What are we talking about this morning?
Yes, precisely that. We took it because this is one of the most frequent inquiries we have received from individuals who have recently moved to Spain. And indeed, they would wish to continue using such these UK companies for dealing with their business activities. Okay. All in all, COVID-19, in particular for this type of business that do not require physical presence in a place like such as technologies, consultancy, marketing services, that has motivated many people to come to Spain to look for a place in the sun, work hard, but at the same time enjoying the Spanish lovely weather. Tarifa as well.
Of course.
Yeah, the sunshine and the lifestyle. And after COVID, we have discovered that the use of these new technologies, remote desktop applications, video calling, Zoom and similar, are encouraging many people for that change.
This was maybe the thing because of the COVID is the fact that people thought, I want my quality of life to be better. And if I can work in the sun, with the lifestyle, with the sun, with the golf, et cetera, and with the greatest respect to perhaps Rochdale or other places, it's better to be. Would you rather be in Teddington or Tarifa, I think is the question. Right then. So if we've got a limited company, now in the UK we can use it what can we use it? Can we use it for? Explain how the limited company is going to become, and what happens when we become tax residents in Spain? Then,
okay. Well, individuals when they move to Spain, the people think that they cannot be used. Okay, but the truth is that they can be used. It's not illegal as some people think.
So if I'm a resident, I've got my TIE card here, I can still use a UK limited company.
You can still use it if you wish, but it may create some issues.
Yeah.
Okay, the most important issue that having a UK company can create is that if you move to Spain, okay, and you're working from Spain, and you're the only shareholder and director, okay, and all the work is done from Spain, and you're the management of that company, then the company may be subject to corporation tax. Why? Because there's a legislation in Spain who says if the effective management is done from Spain, then you have to pay corporation tax here.
Yeah.
So even if the company is in the UK, because you're here in the sun, and this is typically Miguel Ángel wants to say.
Yeah, absolutely. This is so-called the principle of effective management, and it's going to be the last time I say something technical. It is because if you are the only person who is running the company, you are the shareholder, the director, indeed you are the person who are generating the business income,
so you
for
are
the company.
The company
exactly. So if you are placed in Spain, indeed you are managing your company here, and this is why the UK and Spain would think that they should be having the right to tax the company. What you would not like to be is to be in the middle of a fight with the between the two tax offices, particularly Spain, because as we all know, Spanish tax office is very famous for being very fast in taking our money out of our pockets and bank accounts, and very, very, very slow in refunding any money. So although this is an issue, there are many solutions that would prevent this problem from occurring. And as you can imagine, it is a case-to-case basis because every person has their own situation.
Especially with you, if you are talking about one-man companies, we're not talking about autonomous here, are we? We're talking about one-man companies. So you are physically the company. You may not have an office or a shop or a locale or whatever in the UK, but you are the company.
Yeah.
Then presumably, this is a new situation which the tax people in England and Hacienda are having to work out new regulations for, which makes it very interesting, I would imagine, from the individuals. If I've got my UK company,
it is very interesting. No, like, normally you can be told that set up as a self-employed in Spain, get rid of your UK company, or even set up a Spanish company. That would depend on the nature of the business that you are dealing with, no? But keeping the company in the UK whilst you are still tax resident in Spain, in many cases, can be the best option. And to get rid of that presumption that it could be a UK company or a Spanish company for tax purposes, you still can keep that UK company on the basis that there are valid economic and business reasons to keep such company there. For example, if all my clients are still based in the UK, my clients want to pay their bills through a UK bank account.
Sure.
If the contract of services, they demand it to be under English law, those criteria are totally understandable. I mean, I would not like being in the UK to demand my client for the execution of our contract to be subject to Spanish legislation on a place that I may not understand. So those are the reasons that clearly demonstrate that keeping the UK company is valid, is legitimate, and also, why not, tax efficient.
Yeah, I mean, what we're saying here is, obviously, if you're one of these, and here's the new word for this year, a digital nomad, because everybody loves this new word. Not sure what it means sometimes, but they love that, hey, I'm a digital nomad, you know.
There are also some tax nomads.
Yeah, well, that's not, yeah, indeed. But, you know, if you, okay, so you have your clients in the UK, it may be worthwhile keeping your UK company, but obviously some people would say, oh well, you're working from Spain, therefore you want to go to the Spanish system, you want to go autonomo, but it might be better if you're dealing mainly with UK clients, if that's your business is majority English clients, keep the UK company, don't shut it down, because
we have clients who indeed tell us that they must keep their UK company because their clients do so require. They want them to be charged through a UK company.
Yeah.
Indeed, to me, that's a perfect valid reason for keeping the company, right? All in all, now that we have established that keeping the UK company is business-wise, then let's move to taxation, which sometimes is grey. When you are tax resident in the UK, it is normal that you take a small salary from the company, which is normally below the personal allowances, hence you pay nothing for income tax, and then you take most of your funds as dividends, which also a good proportion of those are tax-free. So at the end, the overall taxation UK company and the individual is the lowest possible. I think it's 19% corporation tax although I have heard that it's going to increase to 25%.
Right.
But when you come to Spain, that arrangement is not that tax efficient, basically because we are not that lucky, and all the dividend income that you declare here in Spain is taxable.
Right.
So in all cases, it is a matter to extracting or deciding a good combination of how much salary I would have to declare or take from the company and how much to take as dividends, so that the overall taxation is the lowest possible, but in accordance with Spanish tax bands and tax rates. This is why it is a case-to-case basis to analyze.
There's no one rule. We have to look. This is where you guys come in. You have to look at each case individually, because there's no.
Yes.
This is so interesting, as we keep saying. This is so interesting that there's no one rule. There's no one size fits all, as we say.
Correct.
But we must say that this is fully accepted by both the UK and Spanish tax authorities, and provides a very simple way of receiving income from your UK company.
Yeah.
It is as easy as registering as a self-employed in Spain and invoicing your UK company for professional services that you are rendering. That's it. And getting that, being registered at the Social Security in Spain, allows for being into the Spanish Social Security system.
Okay.
And into the Spanish medical free health system. Not only for you, but also for all the family members who live with you.
Just say that again, because this is an important point to getting people into the system, you know, without any surprises. So,
exactly.
So you've got a UK company, you're in Spain. So rather than taking, so I can take a salary from my UK company, and I can take a little bit of dividends, but it won't be tax free from my UK company. But then I can, as an autonomous, I keep my, okay, so this is me thinking, I keep my UK company, and then I set myself as an autonomo as well from Spain, and then I invoice my UK company to
To extract the income out of the company in the proportion of income or salary plus the dividends, which is the most tax efficient possible. And it is quite good because, again, you get registered into the Spanish Social Security system, and the contributions you make allow you to be into the Spanish healthcare system for the person who registers, and also for the all the family members, spouse and children who are living with you. And there are lots of advantages for
and
such contributions.
And the pensions as well, etc., etc.
Exactly.
Yes, so basically, if you register in the Social Security system, you have access to health system in Spain, to all the doctors and everything. And then also, if the medicines, nearly free, 95% in most of the cases. And then, of course, if you are lucky enough to be in Spain 17 years, you will be liable to receive a pension when you're over 67 years of age.
It's changed, has it? It's gone to 67 now. Yeah.
Not like the French, 62 or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, indeed.
55.
And even if you are contributing and you've done your 17 years, so you can get a Spanish pension and the benefits, you'll still be eligible for your UK pension as well?
Yes, of course. So if you keep your UK company, and you still want to contribute to the UK system, you can, and you start contributing to the Spanish system, so you're contributing to both, no problem. And then once you are old enough to receive your pension, you can decide at that time to merge it, put them together.
Okay.
Or if you want, you can receive the UK one and the Spanish one separately. And at that time, I think the best thing is to have a study to see a stimulation to see which is the best option. Normally, the merge option is actually the worst option, but
really? Okay.
But each case has to be analyzed separately, of course. Yeah,
that's correct. Some clients say to us, Miguel, Claudia, why do I have to contribute to the Social Security Okay, I understand the short term or the good immediate savings, but the pension entitlement is very unlikely that I'm going to remain here for 35 years or make minimum contributions of 17 because I perhaps in 5 years' time I'm leaving Spain.
Yeah.
And yes, it is correct. But the good thing is that the Spain has signed many bilateral agreements in terms of social security with many countries, in particular with the UK, that allow you to, even in the case that you have not made sufficient years of contributions in Spain, you can transfer your pension yeah. rights to another country and merge them in the case that you are short of. So it is not, how can I put it? It is not money lost.
Yeah, it can still be added onto the cumulative effects of your so if you do 5 years in Spain, you've already done 20 years in the UK, and then you go back to the UK, it will add, you haven't lost that money, you just, but they've got this bilateral agreement, yeah?
This is correct.
Super. So if you do decide that you've had enough of the English weather and you want to spend a couple of years out here still servicing your clients in the UK, then we can look that you don't have to shut down your English company, you don't have to set up a Spanish company. There are ways that you can make this as painless as possible.
Precisely. It is a case-to-case basis. Each client has his own background picture. And we are always here to help to get the most efficient way for dealing with businesses in Spain, paying the little tax possible, legitimately, being into the social security system, and then take care of their lives in the most practical way without surprises. At the end of the day, there is an expression that I learned
in
the UK that says, little planning in the beginning pays dividends in the future. Basically, a little time that you spend making sure that you are registered properly, then you will not have to bother about getting surprises from the tax office or
there are some surprises we like. We enjoy birthdays, and anniversaries. But Hacienda is not one of the surprises that we like.
Yes, no. Exactly. And imagine finding out about the corporation tax that needs to be paid in Spain. And you know that they can go 4 years back. So imagine getting that back from the UK, and you in Spain is going to tell you, pay it to me now. So yeah. You have to pay it immediately. And you say, I've already paid this. Okay, you deal with the UK and you're living here in Spain, and you have that hassle and grief of having to deal now again with the UK to say, give me back the corporation tax because I should have been paying it here in Spain. So it's better that you get good advice not to get into this pickle.
Indeed, into this pickle, you see. That's we want a pickle-free. This is what we provide when we have Spence Clark. No pickles here. If people want to find out more information about this or anything else relating to taxation, Claudia, where can they find it?
They can look us up in our webpage, www.spenceclark.com, and telephone 952-822-2943.
And as always, check out the website because there's some excellent blogs on there as well, some excellent articles as well. Claudia, as always, lovely to see you. Miguel Angel, welcome back. It's
Thank
been
you
a while.
Very
good
much
to
indeed.
See the ladies and gentlemen, the smoothest dressed man on radio today on TRE, as always. Claudia and Miguel Angel, thank you so much for your time today.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.